views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. I am the creator and founder of the Body Regeneration Method, which was really influenced by me having to restore and repair my own body when I was given no more hope from the medical community. So being born with sickness, illness, and disease. So that's where this energy stems from for me and my learning. And I really think it's important that people understand that, especially new listeners. So it took me about 9 years, and it sounds like a long time, but if you actually knew the list of ailments I was born with and why I really understood and had to study science, spirituality, and ministry, because when you have that moment where you don't know where to go, what's happening next, and you start to learn something out of your paradigm, that's what our show is about today, really, is getting out of our paradigms and change and truth. And I want to encourage you to call in. I wrote it down because last time I always get it wrong. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take in your calls. If you have a testimony or a question, something you'd like shifted, please make sure that you call in. And because it's really interesting that we're in a time now where things that we thought were true, we're learning are not true. Systems that we thought functioned in a certain way, they're not functioning that way. It is the time of truth. And April 1st, yesterday, was actually the day that we really started to change and transition on a faster energy ramp up, meaning that truths around the world of what you thought or how something worked, it might be your banking system or your government system or even your own thought paradigm or something around how you functioned or how you communicated or maybe your friends or relationships. A lot of truths are coming to the surface, both globally and in our own lives. And this is to be celebrated. These paradigms are to be so celebrated because it means we're changing. It means we're growing. It means we're moving towards a better way of living, even though it can feel unsettling. It can feel nerve-wracking. If someone asked me the other day, they said, you know, Tracy, when we get older, we get sick. And I said, that's a weird belief system. And they said, no, we get older, we get sick. And I said, no, we don't. I said, we don't get sick because we're getting older. That is a belief system that so many people have been holding on for so long. We actually get sick because we have energies in our body that have been stored there for so long and we never looked at them, or we masked them, or we pushed them under and we didn't pay attention to them. So that can be, you know, lack of confidence, self-esteem, feeling physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically abused, or told you're not good enough, or always feeling like you're on an uphill battle. So even though life can start to have an easier flow, if these emotions and frequencies aren't dealt with, that's why we get sick when we're older. It's not because you're aging. That is a belief that needs to go. Thank you, God. And I say thank you, God, a lot when I speak, but you can say universe or divine, but we're expanding you to the God consciousness to reconnect you to your faith, your trust, your knowing. Because when you have that, it's how you actually move forward to repattern belief systems, to understand why things like the law of attraction don't work for you. It's a very big component. But I know it's our call-in show today. Again, 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question or a testimonial. And I have so much I want to share, but we do have Mila on the phone. So I want to ask Carter if you would bring her in.
Yeah, Mila from Mississauga. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. Great to be on.
Hi, Mila. Welcome.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you. I'm so excited that I got through on your call. And first, I just want to start by thanking you so much for everything that you do, for everything you post on your social media, the tools that you've given us. I'm truly grateful for that. I'm glad I got on your call, and I'll be joining your online event tonight as well.
I'm so grateful. Oh, we're going to have fun. Yeah, we have the Body Regeneration Online, all about health tonight. For our listeners who don't know, you can go to the attend. Thank you for bringing that up. We're going to be clearing out why those health ailments shift. So, oh, I'm so happy you joined us. And thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
My day.
Thank you.
What's your question? What do you want us to shift today? I changed your day. Oh.
Yes. I have so many issues I feel that I have to change. But I want to say right now, probably my biggest concern is that I've been working a lot on increasing self-esteem, self-worth.
Yes.
And at times I feel like I'm doing a pretty damn good job from where I came from to where I am. But then there's certain situations that I feel things happen and they just push me back. Pushing back down, and then it's trying to get back up. And then not only do I go down a bit, but then it also these other issues or emotions that are negative come up again. Mm-hmm. Like I've been looking for a job for quite a while. Lately, I've been getting some interest, some interviews. Most recently, I had a position that I was really wanted, was excited for. I interviewed. You had said that they would call me for the second interview. They did. You saw that. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks. I haven't heard back. Now I'm start going back into the negative. So it's like, are they going to call it?
Oh,
been 3 weeks?
Yes. Rather than thinking, sometimes is there something better you're getting there?
It's true. It's true. But I've been doing this for a long time. So it's hard to think that way at times. So for a while I'll do well, and then things happen. And then I wonder, like, am I blocking myself? Do I have a manager who I know wants to keep me in the position that I am? Is he blocking? Like, I don't really understand where the blocks are.
You actually do have a lot of, there's two things here, and a lot of it I'm going to clean out the heart. So for listeners who hear me, sometimes when I clear energy for people, I do yawn, burp, and gag. So I'm sorry. I know it's very different, and people say that's very crazy. But it is how, when I shift energy, that when I decided to do this full time 9 years ago, after 8 years of restoring my own body, I saw a lot of people got sick. So I said, okay, thank you, God, I'll do this full time, but I don't want to get sick. That's just what my body does. So I'm going to do a prelude, because I can see that we do have a lot of external interference. So you are correct, because you're very intuitive and you have been doing this a long time. But there's something else, and it is about self-esteem, self-worth. And then all of a sudden, when you get rejected, it's like, okay, so I'm doing something wrong rather than there's something better. But can I ask you, what was the very first memory you have about being rejected when you were little?
I think for me, I had an older sister, and she was, I felt always that my parents kind of gravitated. Like if we got into an argument, it was always like, it was my fault, but she couldn't do it. But she was always the instigator. But I was more of like the, you know, the funny kid, the louder one. I like to, you know, entertain people, where she was very quiet and kind of reserved. So everyone just assumed that if there was an argument, it was me.
Were the cause. Yeah. You were being blamed. And actually, if you even saw my video this morning on Instagram, I was saying that's the biggest energy, where we've been actually blamed or for something we didn't do. And then what happens is it creates another energy, which I'm going to start to clean out for you and everybody listening today, around then our confidence and our, you know, our self-worth. So anytime a situation comes up that we perceive as negative, then it actually sends another frequency to bounce that back. So I call it like a ping-ponging energy. It goes back and forth, back and forth. So just take a deep breath there, because I want to actually remove the accumulation of energy of where you've been misread, misinterpreted, and misunderstood, which then creates the blame. That's the big one, because you can also see that when you've been misunderstood or misinterpreted, it actually is an energy that goes into the body, into the system. And then all of a sudden that frequency will attract more people, where you're like, why isn't this happening to me? Why am I not attracting this? Why can't this happen for me? So you've done great. You can see you're going up a hill. So this is awesome. Mm-hmm. So I actually want to unblock for you the blocks, resistance, and hesitations. Thank you, God. Misinformation, misinterpreted information, and being blamed. You do have, and there is a bunch of energy. It is external people that seem to always want to hold you back. But that's been a theme throughout your life. It's like looking at someone at your back, like pulling you back all the time. So it's like you get two steps forward and then like something, you might feel it like that. Like, so energetically, somebody's pulling you back. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can see that. And that's the bigger energy. So it's like, I get two steps and somebody's on my back pulling me. So I actually want to disconnect all of those cords. And in my world, sometimes people call them dark energies or enemy spirits, whatever it is. I don't care what people want to call them. It's just an energy that is actually interfering with you moving forward. So everybody else's agenda comes first. So it looks like from when you were little there, the reason I asked you with the blame is to compensate, to kind of say, this didn't happen, this isn't true, you would still let people go ahead of you. So there's a part of your energy that will pull back to make it seem that, best way to explain it. So you can seem like you weren't the instigator, like it wasn't you. So, okay, we'll let you go ahead. So you have a pattern where other people can go ahead of you so you cannot get blamed for things. It's really interesting. Are you okay if we get rid of that? Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You probably go, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Sometimes it's hard to explain what I see in the energy. I'm like, let's just get rid of that. Thank you, God. I'm going to pull that all the way out. And it does look like with the job, there's still some decisions that they're making. It's almost like they're waiting for one more person to come forward. So I'm just going to ask for some clarity to open that up, because it does look like there's some other opportunities here as well. And then what's your boss first name? I don't mean the whole name, just the first name.
Josh.
Josh. Okay. So I'm just going to disconnect some karmic ties and cords, and we can start to remove that as well. And I'm just going to reset this for you. You've done very well. And we're going to increase, thank you, God. I want to increase a little bit more here around self-esteem, self-worth, and know that this is not a personal attack. It almost looks like you have your foundation also changing. So I call them like stepping stones, where the foundation of what we had, it crumbles and then it feels shaky. But now as you've been working and putting things back together, so when our foundation's strong, just like a house, right, it can live for a long, 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 long time. And we just do little renovations. We don't have to do major repairs. So your major renovation looks like you've already undergone that, which is good. So the foundation is coming. But I so hear you about it's hard not to take that personally. If it's like, why didn't they pick me? What was it about me? What was my frequency? There's also a little tool that I can give you as well, that when you actually are wanting to bring something towards you and you've looked at how has not been into this new job, maybe how has that served you waiting the time, right? You've developed more patience, you're developing more confidence. So thank you, God, we can reset all of that. But if you actually look at what you're wanting to create and pull it towards you, like literally like start pulling the energy towards you. And then if you use the heart tool that I always give everyone for your heart drive, thank you, God, reset, let go. You actually can start to signal with the physiology of the body, you're pulling that energy into you. And then you reset, let go by hitting the heart drive. And that will actually get rid of the resistance, hesitations, and blocks without having to look at every single pattern in life, because we're kind of getting beyond that now.
So I did try that tool with this, and so I just don't know if the decision still hasn't made. So for all I know, it's still might go through and it might be fine. I don't know, but it's just that waiting game, and then my anxiety hits in. Mm-hmm. And then I think to myself, like, so we're doing this tool, but if there's something better for me, it's not going to come. And then I'm like,
I just
start to question everything. So then I'm like,
but this is the best thing about, I'm so glad you brought it up, because this is the best thing about the tool. So you're bringing that career towards you, right? You're bringing that change towards you. That's what you're bringing. So you're resetting, letting go of the interference. So the best thing about the way the tool works is exactly that. It's not, you're not just focusing on that one opportunity, right? As we're pulling it through, you're actually, it's bringing you what is best for you. And that's why you're releasing the resistance, the hesitations, and the blocks. Because then we get to bring in the new energy. So you're always bringing it in. So, and then there's a lot more interference of, where do I fit? How do I fit? Because you've been very different your whole life. I want to just contribute. You want to give back. You have all this energy that's kind of spewing around you that I'll recenter for you. Hang on.
I have ground been different my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see it. And it's like, so how do I fit? And we need to celebrate being different, right? Like, thank God we're different. It's the only way we get change. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to actually increase and strengthen you to the new job, but also to being different and the celebration of that. Because there is a big resistance line that if I'm different, I don't fit, then how am I going to fit into society? So
exactly, absolutely.
Yeah, ping-ponging a triad here, I call it. So yeah. We're going to get rid of all those three energies for you. Thank you, God. I'm going to reset this for you. You do have, I'm going to keep your resume very highlighted because there are other highlighting. So the energy of where you're looking, and you can see there's other opportunities coming forward as well. And your money vibe's going up. So it means there's better pay in these other opportunities. So that's good. You can see it's moving like up a little mountain here. So that's what we want as well. Thank you, God. Thank you. How does that feel? Does that feel lighter?
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of that's leaving, and it's leaving out your back as well. You can feel it out behind where the heart would sit, just behind in the back. So it just in between the shoulder blades. So there's a lot of energy there. So I would drink your water, and you probably want to stretch your arms a little bit as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well done. Thank you for calling in. I guess we will see
you
tonight
on the
Global
much.
Online call.
Yeah. I'll hear you again. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks, Mila.
Okay. Talk to you. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. So if you have a question or a testimony or something that you want to discuss, just like Mila, 1-800-930-2819. You know, it's very interesting that as we're talking about self-esteem and lack of confidence, I posted something yesterday, even on my Instagram, and I grew up very, very low self-esteem and didn't have a lot of confidence, and like Mila, didn't know where I fit. And people would always make judgments. You know, I remember when I was a dancer, and it was one thing I liked to do, just to be creative and have a creative outlet. And I remember that I went to this school, and it was the school where all the rich kids went. And I was definitely not a rich kid. I was just a kid in a middle class family, and my parents were just trying to get by. And it was interesting because I would go to the school and they were really big bullies and they were really mean. And I was always sick and I was always different. And they would say horrible, horrible things. And I remember, like the dancer, I always hold myself back. And Patrick Swayze's mom was my adjudicator for a couple years, meaning when you would take exams, she would mark them. And she came up to me, and I was quite young, and she said, I just want to remind you to never stop dancing. And no matter whatever these kids tell you, don't let it get to you. Be who you are. I didn't understand what she was saying at that time. I didn't get it. I was young. I was like, I don't know, maybe 13, 14. And I kept allowing the influence of these kids to make me feel even more less than and more hurt. And if you've ever experienced that, so I didn't take what she said, and I ended up giving up one of those dreams as I got older. And I listened to a lot of people around me that, you know, you're not going to get a job dancing, you're not fitting in the same paradigm. And when I would go, the kids would always blame me for their stuff. I remember they would always say, like, you're the poor kid, you got a t-shirt for your birthday, we got a convertible, and just really mean, hurtful stuff. And I took all that in because I was already very insecure. I was already feeling not good about myself. I was already on the diet train at like 12, you know, got to be on a diet, got to be skinny, even though I was a really skinny kid, but, you know, suffered with the body dysmorphia, and it made it worse. And what I started to understand as I got older was that, obviously, and it took me a long time to get here because I didn't have the training and the ability I had now, was, and I want to really impart and make people understand that it was making me more sick, right? Because when I would go there, I would start to feel more nauseous, or I would fake an injury so I wouldn't have to dance because they would make fun of me. And they were making fun of me because, like what Mrs. Swayze had said, she's like, I was getting 98, 99s on my exams, and they weren't. But they wanted to keep me down. And they were teaching me to not allow that bullying and to not allow their perceptions and misinformation to really, you know, affect me. But I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't have any idea. So how many times have you found, or you can remember, but these frequencies of the bullying, the frequencies of the pain, the frequencies of the suffering kept going on over and over. So I kept attracting more kids because I kept feeling even more insecure. And I kept attracting more kids even through high school that were like, you're different, you're weird. And then, you know, then you end up on the party train because you try to fit in. And so I had more bullying and more bullying. And I even remember as a child as well, I would walk from my home to the public school and the kids in the Catholic school would throw rocks at me and snowballs at me. And I was always so scared and finally met a little kid who would walk home with me because, and I would hide behind houses until they were gone. And again, the bullying energy. And because I was so afraid, I had this energy that was like, you could pick on me. You could bully me. It's okay. Come on. And rather than learning to really, you know, see where I was needing to actually come back into who I was and my confidence, I didn't have any skills or training, that frequency stayed so long. So no wonder I had ulcers and diverticulitis and irritable bowel as a child and right until my early 30s, because I couldn't process those emotions. I couldn't understand why somebody was being so mean, but I also didn't understand I was putting out that vibe, but they were there to serve me. They were there to show me that I was strong. I was confident. I had it in me. I just didn't know how to bring it out. So anywhere that any of you have had that happen in your life where you may have actually felt like you didn't feel secure or you didn't feel, you know, confident, and where those situations actually create an issue in your life as you get older, it's these situations that are never dealt with that create the sickness, illness, and disease as you get older. It's not that you got older. That's why when Mila was saying that we're, you know, we have a global online call tonight, 90 minutes of where's the emotion, where's the energy causing that sickness, illness, and disease so we can back it out. Because that's, you don't want to show up and all of a sudden say, now I have something like me, or where it was constant, one thing after another, and going, what is happening now? And you can access that, by the way, at just go to the attend section on the TracyLClark.com website and you'll get a link to be able to join in. And you get a replay if you're not able to make it. But these emotions, they just keep carrying and carrying and carrying. And we don't even realize it. We get older, we start to feel better. We think they've left our body. We think they're not there anymore. And then something triggers. And I was that person. I actually thought that a lot of that as I got a little bit older, you know, I started to build my first company. I'm in my 20s. This is fun. You know, I had staff. They liked me. You know, all of these things I thought were really taking care of the problem. And then in 2005, I actually was put in this pageant. And it's funny. So people see me. I actually do. I have this. I found my crown. It was funny the other day. I said, no, I don't want to do it. I said, I'm not doing this. And the lady said, I was still feeling not confident, not secure. And she said, Tracy, just go through the interview. And if you go through the interview and you don't want to, they may not pick you, but it's all about charity. It's about giving back. You want to give back. It's all about giving back. So I went through the interview and went in and I was like, okay, as long as it's about charity and giving back and not just about grades, I'm not really interested in that. And so in Canada, it's very different than for anybody in other countries. And so it was. And actually, I was shocked because I did win and I was surprised. And on Friday, I had gone to my first energetic session of what I do now. And the woman that is no longer with us that helped me said, call me on Monday when you win. What's happening? And I said, I'm not going to win that thing. Like, there's so many beautiful, amazing women. I had very low confidence still. I started to realize and self-esteem. This was all these years later. And so I won and I was like, wow, I actually felt pretty. I felt smart. I felt things I never felt. I always was the dumb kid in class. I struggled in school. Again, I didn't feel good about myself. And that was admitting more people in my life that were reflecting back more things, telling me I didn't feel good about myself. And I'm like, here's a blip. And I'm like, wow, I actually am excited. And as soon as I got off the stage, there were 15 judges. This judge walked up to me and she said, she just was so angry. And she said, you are not the prettiest. And I didn't vote for you. And I don't think you should have won, just so you know. And my feelings, like I wanted to cry. My self-confidence went right into the toilet again. And as I, again, I'm like, here it is again. This is a pattern I have. Here I am again, still battling sickness, illness, and disease. Then when I started to realize, and I want everybody to hear this, that the reason these people come up, they have a reason that you want to forgive them. They have a reason you want to celebrate they show up in your life. There's a reason. And the reason is that they are there for you to say, I'm rejecting that information. I have strength. I have confidence. I have my ability. And although I may not feel it right now, it's there. And if you start to embrace it, you can actually start to let go of all of those emotions and all of those feelings, all of those resistances and hesitations, and regain that security, regain that self-esteem, which I want to impart to each and every one of you today. So now we're going to take a quick break. Again, if you are free tonight and you want to join our global online call, tracyalclark.com, just hit the attend. Very simple. And we are going to be doing 90 minutes of shifting around emotional issues with health. You can also check out my YouTube channel on there. Every Thursday, I upload a new video around basic emotions that affect our health. And you will get a replay. So if you cannot join live, you're still there. You can still submit your questions. I answer as many as I can and shift the energy for you, and you'll get it live. So I'm good. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. If you would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819, share with us your experiences or something you would like shifted, like we did with Mila. But also, when we come back, I want to express a little bit more of how we can change your frequency to make you more in alignment to who you are meant to be so you can reclaim your life. We'll be back right after the break.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And if you have a question, something you want shifted or testimonial, please feel free. I know you're probably all hard at work today, and that is a good thing. If you'd like to attend our global online events, just check it out at tracylclark.com. You can also download our free 18-minute audio, which is called Clearing Out the Weeds. And the reason I created it, if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get the audio. It's to help you stay connected to the God consciousness. It's to help you shift the energy and really start to clean out energies. You can listen to it over and over and over again that are maybe stuck in your body, because it's really hard sometimes to stay on our spiritual path. It's hard as information is changing and shifting. It's easy to get off our path as well. And I know when I woke up, I can't tell you how many times they call it waking up. If you don't know what waking up means, it's like all of a sudden you realize that how you're living isn't working for you. You realize that something has to change, but you probably don't know what it is. So they call it waking up. You're willing now to get information on something maybe you've never learned before or heard before. You're willing to be called crazy. I know when I woke up, I was called crazy all the time. Why are you looking at these things? What are you doing? That's nonsense. But again, when you wake up, you're really heading into a new direction, and it can be pretty scary. And then you can say, wow, I wish I hadn't woke up. I'd like to go back to bed now. And I remember that many times, because when I did wake up, you have to remember, when we're changing paradigms and you're doing this wake up thing, you're literally breaking down how you used to live. You're questioning what you've been told. You're questioning what is happening in your life. And when you question that, people, places, and things around you, one, don't like it. Two, they don't want you to change, because then they can sense you may leave their life or something is not going to be the way they thought. So you're resisting everything that you've been told. And I used to say, put me back to bed, because it was better to just, you know, on a Friday, all I cared about is you can meet up with your friends, have a drink. And, you know, life was just simple, even though I knew how to function in all my dysfunction. So I'm like, this waking up thing is hard. And that's the one thing I really want to put out there for you guys today to understand, is when you wake up, it's not an easy way, because you've just learned everything that you have been taught. Most of it is not true. Then you need to rebuild your own paradigm. And like I was just saying with Mila, the foundation of your house, it has to be pulled down. So the house is being pulled down and the foundation is out, and you're building a new foundation that's strong, because the old foundation doesn't work. And so to do that, you have to uncouple things in your life, and it might be a relationship. And it might even be just, you know, it could be your work, or it could be your relationship with your colleagues or your friends. Are they serving you or not serving you? So when you change your patterns and you change your paradigms, that's when all of these things come up and you start to feel, I've got to pull away from these friends. I'm not tolerating any drama in my life anymore. I'm not tolerating any more abuse in my life or being talked to like that anymore, which means then you have to let go of people, places, and things. And that's the challenging part of waking up. A lot of times in the spiritual camp, people will just tell you, oh, it's glorious. And oh, I meditate. And oh, I just think positive thoughts. And you're like, it doesn't work that way. And I really want to set that record straight, because it doesn't work that way. Yes, you want to try to stay in that more positive vibe, and you want to be with people that are more positive. But when you're going through this stuff and it's dismantling, they call them dark nights of the soul for a reason, because it can feel painful. It can feel suffering. And these are those old paradigms. And this is what we talk about that has to crumble. So when you wake up and you learn something different, know that these paradigms are crumbling, these are changing, and that can be where it can be hard to stay on your path, because you can't just meditate one day a week and say, I got my 10-minute meditation in, or I got my 10-minute workout in. It is a way of life. And that's why I've created all the programs that I did create the way they are. Whether you're someone that needs a motivation 5 days a week, we have a monthly program that we do that in. Whether you want a motivation 1 day a week, we have a monthly program that does that for you. Whether you need a one-on-one session. So there's this way of how does your body function? And they were created. And even the TLC community of extraordinary living, I didn't create that. Our souls in the community created the name of that. And they said, we need to stay on our path, because I know how hard it is to stay on your path. I have been where you are. And I have been, like I said, where waking up put me back to sleep. So literally, like I was saying, when I had won that pageant, on the Friday, the person that I had worked with at the time and just found, and she said, call me Monday when you win. And I thought she was crappy. She had put in a spark. She had put in a thought process of, you know, a little bit more self-esteem and you can do this. And I remember sitting there when we were doing rehearsals and I was having these deja vus. And I thought, this is really weird. Like I never really had deja vus much in that way before. And so I realized that my energy started to go a little bit higher. Her and I working together, it started to shift. And as it shifted, it started to pull me out of where I was feeling less than. And how many times have you felt less than? You start to feel good. You've had a really good day, or you had a good moment. Like I was talking just about winning, and somebody like that nasty lady came up to put me back in my place. So when you're on a verge of a breakthrough, when you're on a verge of changing out of an old pattern, or you're wanting to increase who you are, notice who gets sent in. And they're sent in to see, one, are you going to believe what they say? I love that tool I give to a lot of my clients. I say to them, now you wouldn't say it out loud, but because people might look at you and go, yeah, okay, you're crazy. But I would be crazy all day long, or I wouldn't be alive and I wouldn't be here. My kids wouldn't have a mother. So what I say is, oh, thank you, body. I'm not taking that in. I'm rejecting that. I'm not taking it in. If you can say it out loud, great. But if not, you just say it in your head and then you do the reset tool. Thank you, God, release, let go. And by saying I'm not taking that in, your body is so smart. It starts to go, I see that. And it boomerangs that energy away from you. Or even, thank you, body, I just reject that. But you're talking to the body, you're talking to your spirit, you're talking to the soul, and you're really staying connected to the God consciousness. So every time you're on a verge of a breakthrough, or every time you're on a verge of a change, you're going to have the opposition to try to keep you held back. So everywhere you've experienced that, I just want to start to remove that out, because it's that opposition that is meant to keep you stuck. So that's how it's there to serve us. So when you say, how does this serve me? That's how she served me. So ask yourself, where in your life has somebody, when you started to celebrate a win, or you started to become excited, somebody had something to say to make you feel less than? So everywhere you've had that, I want to thank that hand of God of restoring and imparting and speaking back into your bodies. When we can remove the blocks, resistance, and hesitations of confidence and self-esteem, and why it's so important right now to understand what I'm saying. And the reason it's so important is because the paradigms of our world are changing. A lot of people have asked me, Tracy, what's the difference between 3D energy and 5D energy? And, you know, you don't need to get into any of that. What's the difference is people are starting to wake up. They're feeling more. They're realizing that how we've lived doesn't serve other people. So people are coming together all over the planet to come into the heart frequency. That is why, again, law of attraction doesn't always work for people, because they're talking about a mental programming and a visualization. But if you don't have the connection and you're not feeling what you want to change in your life, like what does it feel like to be in that state of feeling confident and strong, feeling empowered, and that comes from within you. It doesn't come from an external place. And this is where in society, that's an old paradigm that's falling down, where people think that it's your car, your house, or your status that brings in confidence and success, but it's not. The confidence and the inner power and the inner knowing comes when you feel at peace, no matter what is going on around you. So this is that new paradigm. This is the paradigm that's coming in, is what do we feel? How does that make you feel? And if you take a few minutes and you tune into how that makes you feel, that's going to be the energy that's going to draw it closer to you. How does it feel when you get that new job? How does it feel when you feel, you know, in that relationship that's loving and kind and nurturing? So how does it feel? So it may not be in your space right now, but if you don't have the feeling with the connection, right, that's where then, again, it's a hiccup. Again, that's why the law of attraction doesn't work for most people, because they have no faith. And so faith is trust, knowing, believing, right, that there's something bigger than you and I out there. I don't care what you call it. You can call it Snuffleupagus. I don't really care. Or Pokeroo, or any of the little things, or the Smurf. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's a feeling. It's my definition of faith is always trust, no belief. And people that work with me in the community hear me say this all the time. Because when you you have to trust. You have to trust that what you're asking for is on its way. And that's a hard one to do, right? Because you're not seeing it. You don't know how. You just got to trust. Then what happens is you need to go into a space of knowing that what you are seeing is happening, knowing that it's on its way, and believing. You have to believe what you don't see, believe what you ask for, and believe that it's already done, already done. That's the key to starting to create more of what you want in your life. But to increase and override so you can become more empowered and more focused. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to expand more to help you stay connected to the God consciousness and a little bit more truth that's unveiling on our planet. We'll be right back after the break.
Frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where we are connecting you to the God consciousness and expanding your awareness so you can actually live that life you know you're meant to live, because I know what it's like when you are living not in your truth and according to everybody else's rules, not your own rules. And it's really hard when you're in relationships with people, and it's really hard when they're not on the program. And I want to bring this up because we just got a question in. And I'm going to answer this for you. It says, Tracy, I guess my question's about my husband. He has no faith in God. So I'm finding it very hard to be around him when he's saying anything negative about my faith. He is intuitive and sees, but has a huge block about religion and connection with his God energy. So can you open him up to the God energy? Yeah, you know what? This is a big one, guys. And this is a really, this is very interesting because so many people, when it comes to the word faith or it comes to the word God, and you can say universe, divine, like I said, you can call it whatever you want. It's a much bigger presence than us. But what happens is this is one of the old paradigms that's leaving. There's so much programming and misinformation around religion and faith. And if you look, it has been the number one thing that has divided people all over the world, because it is about separation and segregation. This is a whole show in itself. It's not about community. It's not about oneness. It's not about tolerance. It's not about acceptance at all. It's about, it's like people that say, you know, I don't believe in holy beings. So some people would say, I don't believe in Jesus. I do. I believe in this God. I believe in this God. So think all that accumulation of separation. So what happens through coming up through the churches a lot of times is there's a paradigm in there that if you've had suffering and you've had pain, and well, they breed on that. So there's more suffering, there's more pain. If you don't do this, you're going to be judged. If you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. And then what happens is we start to see our parents, or we start to see people around us that are going to these places, and they're catty, they're backstabbing, they're angry, they're nasty. So you're like, okay, you're supposed to be in this holy place of worship is what they're conditioning you to. And so that will create an issue. So when your faith is trust, no, believe, like we were saying, that there's something bigger out there than you and I, and that it's just an energy. It's not a man in the sky that's, you know, going to condemn you. And this is why he's having a hard time, because you can see all this accumulation of programming. So every time you step forward and anytime you want to create, that will be an energy. That's why he'll frustrate you, that we can start to ask to ease up. He'll frustrate you more because he's resisting you from moving forward. So what we want to do in this situation is bring both of your energies up so you can accept his point of view and he can accept your point of view. And that's where that tool comes from. When if they're saying something negative, I just say, thank you, God. Okay, I'm just not taking that in. And because it's your partner, it's not somebody that you can just walk away from, because this would be somebody that if it was a friend, you would probably just drift away from them because your paradigm shifting. And when you want to create and you want to generate more, it's so important that both parties are on the same page. This is why a lot of times relationships do fall apart. And you don't want to believe in the same thing all the time. You don't want to have the same interests. That's boring. You want to have both. But by accepting his space and accepting his point of view and saying, I understand that you have all this religious programming, but have you ever thought that perhaps that wasn't correct and that there is something different that you could look at or something different of how you could approach it? So when you're constantly bombarded by pain or suffering in that upbringing, yeah, it's God is going to punish you and you don't see anything. I was almost an atheist when I came into this work. And it's why I chose the science route first, because I'm like, there is no such thing. You go to the church and they're all talking mean to each other. They're not in kindness or love. Like, I would see this, right? But also I'm like, there's nothing out there of God because I've had all this suffering. So people have so much misinformation and misinterpreted information. Then when I started to realize that it's an energy of this beautiful divine love, that's a force that's bigger than us that we could connect with, that's what we have to start to open up just a little bit. All I say is thank you, God, to give him a little bit of wiggle room to see the synchronicity, to start to see how he can create. But the pain under that seems to be so deep and so heavy that this is also where it becomes afraid for people to wake up. Because now the pain that would have to be released is far greater than the actual space of seeing the joy that would be on the other side. So the pain tolerance, so that fear, if I look at this or let this go, then what does that mean to me? I've lived with this. It's served me, right? It's made me who I am. I know how to function in it. And as we get older, it becomes harder to change the paradigms. Because all of a sudden now you have to walk a different way. You've got to look at something different and we become complacent. That's why you get sick. That's why things show up, because we become complacent. We just say, this is what we know and I don't want to learn anything else. Sort of like when my grandmother got really old and she was, before she passed, and she said, Tracy, I just want to go. And I said, why? She goes, there's nothing more for me to learn. And what am I going to do with it? So why? Like, I'm old and all my friends have died and I don't want to learn anything else. I don't want to watch another show. And you can see that. Now, she learned most of her life and changed her thought processes and paradigms, even around the religious programming. So I want to thank that on a God of just where you guys have been steered wrong in religious programming, that we can actually sort of remove that out and open you up to a new awareness that it is connection. Whatever that looks like for you is right. But we want to make sure that the energy between the two of you, so a little bit of understanding, we could put that into his space, a little bit of awareness, and just drop little seeds. So, wow, that was a really cool synchronicity you got today. Wow, that was really interesting. You said that the other day and it happened. Start talking to the body like this. I teach classes on how to talk to the body. We're doing another one in June. And it's about, or July, it's about really understanding how you can slowly drop these little seeds to allow somebody's perception to change. The other thing I like to say is thank you, God, for allowing him to get exactly what he requires to see the truth. Allowing him to get exactly what he requires to see the truth. Give him everything he requires. Thank you, God. So what happens is you start to shake the energetic field a little bit so that person that you're concerned about can start to open their field of perception and reverse their field of perception just a little bit more. So they can start to see a difference, see. And then if you start living by complete example of connection, 100%, he'll have no way other than to just start to look at you and go, wow, look what she's doing different. Look what's happening. So I want to thank the Anna God of aligning both of you. And if anybody else has had these paradigms in your life, to know that you can start to, just by dropping little seeds in someone's field, make a change, make a difference that can expand them into new ways of thinking. It's when we're willing to get something new and try something different and be a little bit crazy that we get that change. And that's the change that's so beautiful that I want to impart and leave with each and every one of you today. We're heading into unprecedented times over the next 3 to 6 months and into the next year of change and truth. So be ready, be strong, be centered, and understand you do have more inner power than you ever thought before. You hold it. And I want to increase for each and every one of you today that confidence, that inner power, and that strength. I want to thank you, all of you, for joining me today again for another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we are here every week, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and encourage you to check out our website, tracylclark.com, download your free 18-minute audio, Clearing Out the Weeds, join us for the global online events, check the attend, because we've got so many things online to help you shift, change, be empowered, and we're a community. We promise to always be there to help you, to shift you and guide you as a community of extraordinary living. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.